Today we're doing Siman Peivav Halacha Tes. And Shulchan Aruch says as follows: Treifa Einyo Yoledes, an animal that, or in this case, a bird that's a treifa is not able to give birth, which means is Lefikach. Therefore, all Yishu Usafik Treifa. If we have a question about a bird, whether it's a treifa or not, and it's a suffik, so then, excuse me, Vehito Beitzim, and it's a bird that's already laid eggs. Mishan is actually the Kol Beitzim Shetom Klar. And you wait till it lays all the eggs that it's already has in its ovaries, in Yitin, Pamacheris, Kshira, and then if after that it will lay an egg, then it's kosher. How do we know what that means? What do you mean? How many eggs are in the ovaries? The name is that. We know this, Kshishasa, Ben Soflag, Lutchiris, Lay, the Chof, Alfir, and Shleiman. If it waits 21 days between laying of one egg and the next, then that it has emptied out its ovaries, and these are eggs that have started from after the suffix was raised. Kichin's Manipur, that's the amount of time it takes for it to become, use the word pregnant, meaning the amount of time it takes for the egg to develop inside the chick before it comes out. Which is to say is that when we say that a treifa can't give birth, that doesn't mean that a treifa can give birth, but it means that a treifa can't go through the whole process of for an animal become pregnant or for a chick the egg begin to form, all the way from beginning to end and have a live birth after that. So for an animal, that means is if it was a treifa today, that means tomorrow it couldn't become pregnant and then carry that pregnancy all the way to a full birth. For a bird, that means is if it became a treifa today, tomorrow it couldn't begin to form an egg and eventually carry through all the way to 21 days till the egg actually comes out of the chicken. So when we have a suffix treifa, if something happened to a chicken, we don't know whether it's a treifa or if it's not a treifa, what we do is we wait for 21 days, means all the eggs that are in progress, all the that are, you know, developing, they pass through the chicken, and then if another egg comes out after those 21 days, then we know that the chicken was not that type of treifa, the chicken was not a treifa. The Shulchan Aruch continues, if a chicken never gave birth, it means it never laid an egg, should know the suffix treifa, and it had became a suffix treifa, so then if it lays an egg 21 days after that, then he will be rabbi mutarim. Then the chicken and the eggs that it laid are mutter, because we know that it was not a treifa. That suffix treifas did not actually make the animal into a treifa. Okay, so now let's go back for a second and remember that at the beginning of the siman in Halacha Aleph, Shulchan Aruch told us that you could buy an egg, assuming you know that it's from a kosher bird. You don't have to be worried that egg is from a treifa. You could buy eggs without having any knowledge of whether the parent was treifa. And that's consistent with what the Rambam says. The Rambam says, "Me'olam shamana b'misha badek oif." I never heard of somebody checking an oif to see if it's a treifa. Elam no b'chash. Unless something happened that was unusual that made us think that maybe it's a treifa, but unless those things happen, no one ever checks birds for treifas. And that's because it's so uncommon for birds to be treifas, therefore no one checks it. So the Shulchan Aruch told us at the beginning of the siman that you could buy an egg and you don't have to be concerned that the chicken that it came from was treifa. Now, the question for our first question is, does that still apply nowadays? What do I mean? I mean is that nowadays in slaughterhouses, it is common that they check birds for treifas. We'll talk about that at a different time, what they check and how they check it, but they do check birds for treifas. If that's true, then maybe we should say is that nowadays we do check birds for treifas, we should be concerned that the eggs that we buy are from treifas also, just like we're concerned in the slaughterhouse. And the answer to that is, that's not correct. The answer is the eggs are perfectly fine, and we can buy them without being concerned about treifas, and the reason is follows. The amount of treifas that are common in birds, they are more common than they were than they used to be in the times of the Rambam, and even maybe 100 years ago, but the amount of treifas that are common in birds is maybe 1%, 2% of birds have treifas. So that amount of treifas is below what we call Mi Hamotze. It's below the amount that you would usually have to check for. The only reason why we do actually check for treifas, from the technical dinim as we saw in Hilchos Toloim, you would not be required to check for under Mi Hamotze. But Ramesh says it's an example of where the animal is right in front of you and it's easy to check, then it's sort of callous for a person to not check and not see if the animal's a treifa, if it comes from a rajma, and therefore, even though it's not a mir hamatsi, a person should go to the effort to check. And therefore, in fact, there's actually people who are hired just to do that, because the parts of the animal that could be a treifa are easy to look at and they're right in front of you, so you have a responsibility to check it if there's even a small possibility of treifa, even if it's less than a mir hamatsi. And that's, in fact, what we do, that in just about every chicken slaughterhouse and poultry slaughterhouse, they check the birds for trephus before approving them as kosher. But that's, of course, when it's possible. We're not checking it because we have a chiv, because it's mihamatzah. We're checking it because it's possible. Well, in a chicken, it's possible. When we're dealing with an egg, it's not possible to check the mother for trephus, and therefore we're allowed to eat it, assuming that the bird is not a trephus. Okay, we can also, that's correct. But we can also see that information. I said that chickens only trephus maybe 1 or 2%. We can see that from our halacha, that same point, we can see that from our halacha. And that is because, in our halacha it said, that if a if a bird is a suffix trephus, and the bird lays an egg, then we know that 21 or 22 days ago, that bird was not a trefa. Which is to say, is if a bird lays an egg on January 22nd, then we know that on January 1st it was not a trefa, because after January 1st passed, when it was a suffix trefa, then it spent the next 21 days getting rid of all the eggs that were in progress, that were in the ovaries at that time, and the egg that came out on January 22nd tells us that if it laid an egg on January 22nd, tells us that back on January 1st it was not a trefa. Okay, now, if we now turn that back to a commercial hatchery, I'm sorry, a place where they lay eggs, not a hatchery, where they lay eggs for eating, a white leghorn chicken, that's the kind of chickens that we use for laying eggs, a white leghorn chicken lays eggs from approximately when it's 20 weeks old till it's about 80 or 85 weeks old, at which point it's not productive anymore and it doesn't lay eggs anymore. They find other things for it. So, that is to say, is when we, if it lays an egg on the last day of its being laying eggs, let's say in week 80, we now know that in week 77 it was not a trefa. Which is to say is, when it lays eggs, of the 60 or so odd weeks that it lays eggs, we know that for at least 57 of those weeks it was not a trefa, because every egg that it laid, 3 weeks later, it laid another egg. So, for sure, for 67 out of 57 out of 60 weeks, that's 95% of its life, it for sure was not a trefa. We have a proof. Our din tells us that we have a proof that the bird was not a trefa during that time. And therefore, this, if anything, is maybe 3 weeks at the end that there's even a possibility of it becoming a trefa. So that sort of supports what we're saying, that birds that are birds are, we can assume that a bird is not a trefa. And again, we have a proof even that 95% of the eggs come from birds that are not trefas. And the truth is, it's even higher than 95%, and therefore, we can eat eggs without worrying that they're trefas. We spoke once beforehand about the same type of question relating to milk, having that milk doesn't come from a cow that's a trefa. The shadow is a little bit more complicated, but it was a similar point that we spoke about at that time. Okay, now, this touches on a little bit of a broader issue, and to get to that issue, we're going to look at another place in Siman Nun Zayin, where the Shulchan Aruch says the same thing as it says here, but a little bit more, with more detail. There in Siman Nun Zayin is in Hilchos Trefus, so there it talks about it not just for birds, but it's for animals and birds and some other details. So, over there, the Shulchan Aruch talks about, our din said that if we have a chicken that lays an egg 3 weeks, after, 21 days after it became a suffix trefa, then we know that it was not, that suffix trefa was, it was not a trefa. Shulchan Aruch in Siman Nun Zayin tells us the same thing applies to an animal. That an animal that becomes pregnant and gives birth also is not considered trefa. And tells us one more test, which is that if an animal lives for 12 months, then it lives for 12 months, then before that 12 months started, it was not a trefa. So if today there was in May of 2020, there was a suffix trefa in this animal, and the animal lives until May of 2021, okay, it had to be exactly 12 months, then, the animal is not, we know that the suffix trefa that happened today was not a trefa, and the animal is kosher. So, over there, before we get to what we really have to talk about, I'm going to talk about a side point, and that is, the Ramah in that din says that it's true that if an animal lives for 12 months, it's not, we know that it was not a trefa as of today, but the Ramah says you're not allowed to hold the animal for 12 months. And that's because of a chashash takala, which is to say, is if you keep the animal around for that whole time, while you're waiting to see if it's a trefa, then maybe in the interim, someone's going to shech the animal and eat from it. They have no idea that there's a suffix trefa to it. And therefore, the Ramah says you shouldn't hold on to the animal because of a chashash takala, you shouldn't do this test. If it happened that it was around for 12 months, then the animal's kosher, but you shouldn't do this, it's not a proper thing to do. and this Chassam Sofer has a tshuva where he brings a raya that 12 months, the Rambam says you can't wait. You can't hold it for 12 months because of Chashash Lakala. Chassam Sofer says that the truth is you can't even hold it for 5 months, which is the amount of the length of a pregnancy of a behemoth akka, or for a goat or a sheep. It takes pregnant for 5 months. Even that is too long to hold an animal because of the Chashash Lakala. In contrast, the Shach over there in Simnon Zayin, and it's really in our din, says that you're allowed to hold the animal for a chicken for 21 days as even to give birth. Okay, in our din it says, you're allowed to hold on to it for 21 days, and the Shach there says also in Simnon Zayin that it's okay to hold a bird for 21 days to see if it'll lay an egg afterwards to tell us about the Chashash, about the sun changes. So we have a sort of like a little bit of rules over here, which is the Chashash HaKol is if you hold it for 5 months or longer, at least 5 months or longer, that's Chashash HaKol. 21 days and under is okay, and in between it's sort of unclear what happens if it's between, what happens if it's 30 days or 2 months or 3 months, we don't know, but the little bit of rules we have. Okay, so all of that is a question. I mentioned this as a question on a Taz that we mentioned a few times ago. The Taz explained the Pshat in Ramon, Halacha Zayin, to be saying that if a person has an egg that was laid by Jefa, he knew the animal was a Jefa, where the din is that the animal, if it hatches into a new chick, the new chick is not Jefa. And the task is, the Ramah says, don't do it. He means is because of Chashash HaKala. So the question is, what's the Chashash HaKala? The Chashash HaKala is maybe someone will eat it in the meantime. Why would we worry that someone's going to eat it in the meantime? We saw over here that holding for 21 days is not a problem. Over there, it's not even 21 days that you have to hold it, because what the person would do over there was take the egg and put it under a chicken, under a hen, to help the egg form into a chicken. So if it's just there for a couple of days and there's a chicken inside of it, no one's going to eat it. No one's going to possibly crack that open and eat it. That's obvious, no one's going to eat that. So it's a question of like a day or two. Don't put it under the hen to start forming into a chicken. So watch for 2 or 3 days before it. If the 2 or 3 days is obvious that there's something going on there, no one would eat it. Once you cracked it open, you would see it. So what's he have a chashash HaKol over there when we're seeing over here that even 21 days you're allowed to and there's no chashash HaKol? Okay, that's a question on that Taz that we saw. Okay, back to what we were going to talk about. And that is that the Ramah says back there in Simnon Zayin that this that we say, that if a chicken lays an egg after 21 days, or an animal gives birth, becomes pregnant and gives birth, or lives for 12 months, all those different tests, all those three tests that I just mentioned are fine. If we have a suffix trafus, something happened to the animal that made us wonder, is it a trafa or is it not, then this could be a proof that the animal's not a trafa. But what happens if we have a vade trafa? There's something that happened to it that is, in din is clear that that thing makes the animal to a trafa, then these proofs do not count. You can't use these as a proof that the animal's not a trafa. So the question is, well, why not? What happened? Well, not sort of why not, but like, well, how do we understand this animal? We have an animal in front of us. The animal in front of us has something that makes it a vade trefa. Okay, there's something wrong with it that's for sure it's a trefa, but yet it lived for 12 months, or it became pregnant and gave birth, or it hatched an egg after 21 days, which tells us that's for sure not a trefa. Well, how could that be? How could an animal be vade trefa and vade not trefa? Now, so the Rambam told us, in that case, we assume the animal's trefa. Okay, but how do we even understand what's happening? What's with this animal that has two simonim, has a sim that's for sure is a trefa, and a sim that's for sure not a trefa? I mean, what does that tell us? How do we understand what's going on over here? So, the Shach brings two answers, or have a certain similarity to them, two answers to that question. The Shach and Simon science is like this. The first answer he brings is from a Rajba, who says the following. The Rajba first says, someone reported to him that an animal had an extra leg and it lived for 12 months, and the Rajma says, and that's considered a trefa. The Rajma says, he's lying, it's not true, it's not possible. Chazal tell us that kol yaseh kenotu dami, it's as if it's missing a leg, and the animal is a trefa, and it's partial that the guy is lying, because there's no way in the world that animal could have lived for 12 months. That's his initial reaction to it. And the Rajma says, and if you'll tell me that Itaka saw such a thing, you saw such a thing that an animal had a similar vade trefus and lived for 12 months. If you can tell me such a thing happened, he says, it will have been a nais. It's not possible in the normal course of events that could happen, and if it happened, it's a nais. The Gemara says there's a riot from a Gemara about Eoy, that a person who's a trefus who lives for 12 months is a nais. Otherwise, it's a complete miracle. There's no way it could have happened if not that there was some kind of a nais over here. And therefore, again, the Rashi's first reaction is, the guy's a lawyer, it's not true. You told me this is what happened, it didn't really happen. But if you're going to tell me what my side is standing here and it really happened, then the animal threw an ace. And the animal still trefa. Even that animal that lived for 12 months and threw the ace, it's still a trefa. It lived, but it's a trefa. The din says it's a trefa, and that's what it is. Okay? And the shtach brings that the marshal says a variation of that. Not as strongly as the Rashba, but the marshal says, he says, when the Torah tells us that an animal that's a trefa can't live for 12 months, that applies to the vast majority of animals. But he says 1 in 1,000 will live. So if we have an animal that's a trefa, then it will not live for 12 months. We can assume that it's not going to live for 12 months. But 1 in 1,000, the miyuta, 1 in 1,000 are probably going to live. So if you tell me that you have an animal that has that's a trefa, and that animal lived for 12 months, that's okay. So fine. So that was the miyuta that ended up living. Okay? So both of these are answers to the question is, what happens if we have an animal if it's a bad trefa and it lives for 12 months, it's still considered a trefa. What happens to the fact that it lived? The fact that it lived is either a nace according to the Rashba or according to Marshal. It's the rare exception to the rule. And the rule understands that there may be exceptions to it. So therefore, we only have a case of a suffix trefa. We don't know if the animal's a trefa, and then it lives for 12 months or lays an egg after 21 days, or one of these proofs, then we say, look, the proof tells us it's not a trefa. And to think that this is pulled the one that's a miracle or that's a mutant, we don't have to worry about that. But if we know that the animal's a trefa and it happens for 12 months, then we pay no attention to that piece of information, and we say we know it's a trefa and the animal's trefa. Okay, so now we have a little bit of a deeper question, and that is like this. The Shach says, I told you that the Rama says that if there's a suffix trefas, you can rely on these kind of different proofs, these different proofs that the animal's not a trefa. The Shach says that the same thing is true if there's a machlokes halachistin, whether something is a trefa or not, and you have an animal that has that problem with it, and there's a machlokes halachistin whether that thing would be a trefa. There's no suffix whether the thing happened, but the facts are clear, but it's a machlokes halachistin whether that's considered a trefa or not. Then, if your animal lives for 12 months or gives birth, lays an egg after 21 days, you can be makel and assume that the animal is kosher. That's what the Shach says. Now, not everybody agrees with that, but we're going to go along with this Shach that says that if in a machlokes halachistin, we can also be summed on these different proofs that the animal is not a trefa. So, our question. Why don't we then go ahead and make experiments? When we have every machlokes there is in hilchos trefas, let's go ahead, we'll make experiments, and we'll find out, see what happens. We'll see when the animals live for 12 months or they give birth. For example, this is a machlokes, it has to do with the Gemara and Rishonim. What does it mean, nike keres hapini? Keres is one of the stomachs inside of a cow, not important which what it is, and the Mishnah says that nike keres hapini is even a little hole in that part of the animal, the inner keres, then the animal is a trefa. Okay? Now, there's a machlokes harishonim, machlokes in the Gemara and harishonim, what does that mean? What is the keres hapini that if it has a hole in it, it makes it a trefa? So let's go ahead, take 1,000 animals, and make a hole in pick one of the places and make a hole in it. Make the same hole in all 1,000 animals. Okay? And now, let's see what happens. What will happen? At the end of the year, we'll leave the womb out for a year. At the end of the year, if all of them die except for one or two, then we'll say, oh, talk to that. It seemed like it was a trefa. The one or two that lived, okay, that was a nanis, or according to the marshal, it was a mutant. Were you expecting actually one or two to live? Okay, but if a couple of them live, then we'll have we'll know nothing. But what happens if half of them live, or three quarters of them live, or even 100 of them live? Then it'll be obvious that they weren't trefas, because if they were trefas, then they should all die. So the fact that if a handful would live, we would say, okay, you know, it doesn't mean anything. Maybe the ones that lived were not right. But let's put in 1,000, put in 100 of them, and if a significant amount of them stay alive, then we'll be able to resolve this from a question. We can do it for every one of them. So is it just a technical issue that no one ever did it? Is it sort of like logistics? No one ever could go ahead and make all these little surgeries to do it? Is it because of, you know, the chashash pekala? We had no way to solve the problem, so we never resolved the machlokes halachistin. So, you might think that this could work, but guess what? I didn't pick the case of nikla keres hapini just as a random case. It happens to be that in the Torah, in Siman Memches, in the Torah Simon Ches, where it talks about this din of Nikah Kakeres HaPnimi, there's a Haggah in some of the, in the older, in certain versions of the Torah. It's not in the new Torah. In certain versions of the Torah, there's a little Haggah. And what Haggah says is that in the Arches HaMairiv, in the Western countries, whatever that means, maybe that means Eretz Yisrael, in Arches HaMairiv, there was a certain hole that used to come into the animals, a certain place in the animals, and it happened all the time. It was a regular thing. It's not exactly, but let's put for our purposes, we'll say it's as if like with the DA surgery that they do to cows. It's not exactly, but something like that. Some kind of a hole that was made in many animals, and animals live to 12 months all the time. Okay, so they said we have experience that hole in that place is not Nikar Keres HaPnimi, meaning even the Shulchan Aruch says we should be mapping for all the shittas about where the Keres HaPnimi is to make it usher. We're mapping for all these shittas, and they say, but we know a certain one that it happens, and the animals live all the time, they live for 12 months. So they said, so you see, we have a proof that we don't have to like that shita. I'm not talking about one animal, and I'm not talking about my specific animal. I should have a raya that hole is not the one that the Mishnah was talking about when it said that a hole in a certain place makes it a chafer. We have lots of experience. We know that's not what makes an animal chafer. That's what this Hakon the Torah says, that's what happened. And the Bach says, no, it's not possible. You can't do that. You can't just throw out a shita just because you have all these experiments, and you can't, we continue to be mocking even on the hole in that specific place we're talking about, and we have to keep the way we are. But Bach doesn't really explain why, so sort of left hanging here. The Bach says we should not do this. We should not make this kind of a test. Here, they didn't even make the test. They just reported that years and years, the animals were all living for a long time, even if they had a hole in a very specific spot that somehow makes it into a trefah. So the Bach doesn't tell us why. He just says, no, you can't, bring a riot against a Gemara or a Shita in a Gemara and some Rishonim. You can't bring a riot against that just from our experiments. He doesn't explain why. So sort of it's telling us that this idea that we could just experiment and we saw earlier that the Rajba and the Marshal said one animal living doesn't prove anything. One animal could be an exception to the rule. But it could be a nace, or it could be just the muta. It could be an exception. But if we had lots of experience, we wouldn't be able to say that anymore. So we would think that we can make that kind of experiment. In fact, the Haggah on the Torah says that they made that kind of experiment, but for some reason, Bach says it's not acceptable, it's not appropriate, and we can't go ahead and through these experiments figure out that one of these, that a shita is right or wrong. But again, he doesn't explain why that should be.